What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hopefully there is no lag this time. And yes, there was. You see that? It's already in jump.
It's lagging.
It lagged for pretty a couple smooth. Seconds. No, we just hit the button. You see where the timer is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, hear what it is. Hopefully everybody's enjoying. Appreciate it. We ain't really been going that long. We did not skip a, you know, some crazy things happened, but we're not going to spoil y'all fun and good times to bring that crap up.
Nah. Right now, we're going to make you real interested in this other topic. Then we finally get to hear Chris Rock's response to the Will Smith smack that shocked the world. And it took me, this man brooding up inside him for a long time now. How long? Dang, when did he get slapped?
A year ago.
So all this swelling up inside gave him a good 10 minutes, some good content. And that man went off. I ain't gonna lie.
I know some people don't think he's funny. I think Chris Rock's funny. I like corny humor. But I think he's funny. That one is best stand up at all. But he did have some parts in that I quite enjoyed.
Yeah. It's an interesting topic. He was talking about abortion. We can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say it like.
Yeah, no, other stuff.
Delete.
Yeah, like.
If you're talking about the K word, you got to say
yeah,
delete.
Yeah, I can't say it. Yeah, can't say it. He was talking about.
Grapes.
Yeah, he was talking about grapes. Hey, what is he talking about? He was talking about the Kardashian, like, marrying the white woman, the black woman. There's no interracial. How business is just full of crap now these days. Nobody really tells the truth anymore. And nobody really, people are really full of crap these days, too.
Bullshit. Like,
it makes no sense. But back to the Chris Rock thing. Chris Rock, he let all his feelings known about it. He's still pissed off to the day. He said they asked him, did it
this
hurt?
Nigga said 35 bitches.
35 what?
Bitches. Everybody called him a bitch. Everybody, you know who else called him a bitch? I called him a bitch. Not Chris Rock. We're talking about
Will Smith.
I'm sure I called Will Smith so many bitches. I don't remember.
I feel like I love Will Smith. But he does. Yeah, I know. No. I love, like Chris Rock said, I love his movies. I love his TV shows and everything. I like his music. But that was a bitch moment. You got to call a spade, I feel like. But it was a bitch moment. He slapped somebody that he know he could slap. And he didn't get mad at the person that he was really supposed to get mad at, August Alsina. Oh, slap you. No.
I wish I was famous enough. Slap me. See what had happened.
You got to be a rapper, too.
You're right. Well, I wish you would have slapped me. I wish I was famous. I know your wife had watched me when I talked all that crap about her. But, you know, I ain't nobody, so she ain't going to respond.
Well, that's crazy, though. Yo, your wife, fuck your son. Dang, she had entanglement, your son's friend. Ain't no telling how long that's been going on. Son.
Although there's some weird moms like that.
And you know, he's probably messing with the mom and the daughter.
That's what I'm saying.
Willow.
Oh,
hold on. We talking about moms and daughters.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Jalen. You know, I guess he's seen the gay now. He came out.
That nigga bisexual.
That's what I'm saying. He probably messed with the whole family except for the daddy. But... You never know, huh? Yeah. I don't know if he's just now thinking about this or he had just came out a long time ago, just didn't tell nobody. But I don't know. I think Jalen's straight though. Yeah. Wait, I don't know. He did some questionable things in the past. I ain't gonna lie.
They probably never, like him and his friend probably did no stuff. They probably like experiment. You know how white boys be experimenting stuff.
Oh man.
Probably experiment. I don't heard people say they experiment.
Yeah, but the whole issue of this thing is. When Chris Rock, the whole topic that led him to talking about Will Smith, he had a segment talking about women's advantages
in the
world.
I have nothing against that. I'm just saying.
What you said?
I know how y'all be.
Oh, yeah.
I literally got gay friends. But I know. You got black friends. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they always say that. But Chris Rock was talking about the women's advantage in the world. They think there's no women's advantage in the world, but there's a lot of advantages. A facial expression from Jada made one man go lose off on another mind. Man. Lose his mind. Lose control.
I bet you if that was Tupac and she married him, she wouldn't did that. Tupac wouldn't did that.
Nah, Tupac.
All.
He's like, I ain't finna let no. He said, first of all, Tupac, ain't no woman finna control him emotionally. Mm-hmm. But logically,
I'll protect. I know, and women start. He protect his woman. Look, I'll protect my woman all day long. I ain't gonna do no stupid shit. I'm just look at you and be like, you really want to put me in this situation? Sit your ass down.
Like, what you looking at me like that for?
Yeah, like, what you looking at me? This is not the situation for that.
Nah, and then it caused a whole mess for everybody, not just black people either.
This man made a little simple joke.
It did nothing to him.
Yeah.
And
I heard her call, my bad. I heard her call way worse thing. I called her way worse thing. Slut, whore, slut. I'm sorry.
Come on. I mean, she did say she was going around.
She did say that. Yeah. I'm just saying what she said. She liked to be cummed then. And on the face. I'm just saying.
And then Will Smith said he would die trying to please this woman. So I think she was stupid. A nymphomaniac.
She was.
Ooh, I think so.
Girl that can't get enough. Mm.
Well, I'm sorry.
He packed that Mack truck in there.
Oh man. And the thing about it, okay. And Chris Rock, spoilers. Chris Rock, ain't not even a spoiler. Chris Rock brought up that.
I'm gonna be real. I love you, Chris Rock, but that's the best part of it. So everybody literally just watching it for that end part. Let's be honest.
Nah, man, he brought up some good points.
For people who, I will sit there and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, you know, they think they waiting for him to respond. That's what they want. Yeah. They wait for that.
Heck yeah. And then, Jada literally, after cheating on Will Smith, interviewed Will Smith about her cheating on him. Like, who does?
And yes, it was cheating. Okay, I know y'all.
It was cheating.
Man,
get that. It was cheating. And it just
because if somebody else did, then you're considered cheating. I don't hear. Goddamn.
Who made 13 matches?
And she was a fine woman. I mean, now she's like older. Yeah, prior to the looks, like she not. The young thing,
Jada attractive. Jada not my first pick, but she attractive.
Well, I mean, she wasn't my first pick back in the day, boy. She was fine.
Jada was
fine.
Well, I say back in the day.
Who was your prime pick back in the day? I don't think I had.
I like Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Oh man, when she was, I don't know. I mean, Halle
still look.
Halle Berry looked good, ratchet too. When she was in
she had them white men treat them. Oh yeah, she like them white men treat her like crap, man. I don't know now, but she was a nice one. Right off. You know who my other one was?
Who?
What we just talked
about? I got bad memories, man.
From Destiny Child.
Oh, Beyonce. Oh no, Beyonce. No, Kelly Rowlands.
Yeah,
yeah, Kelly Rowlands. Dang, she got thick now too.
Yeah, I like.
In the right place. I mean,
don't get me wrong. I love caramel. She look beautiful. Skin. Beautiful. I love light skin, but something about that chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
That chocolate.
And she had really pretty eyes too. Yeah. God dog. See, man, think man. I mean, people think we man just think about oh man the booty and the boob and stuff. I like mom. One of my favorite parts is a girl's eyes. I think that's what really. I'm gonna check
when I first look at you.
Yeah, you gotta look at you. But sometimes, you know, it's not every girl.
No, every girl. Yeah. Attractive in the face. I don't want to look at you. You just pretty. I don't want to look at your pretty face. You just adorable.
Yeah, and you got pretty eyes and pretty smile. I like that. And everything comes together.
No, the nicest thing a man. I don't know how y'all women feel about this. The nicest thing a man is when a man get complimented. Not how oh your girl fine as fuck. No, your girl is just she's so gorgeous. That shit feel good as fuck.
Oh really?
Oh, she's so pretty. This is good. Oh. Get your teeth. Now ain't nothing wrong with a nice fat off.
Just stay faithful like 5 feet away. I like that too.
Yes. Now you don't walk around with no Cherokee. That's too much.
Cherokee.
That's too, like a Cherokee behind.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Too That's too noticeable. Mm. Too many people.
Rex Marinos.
Yeah, that's first thing you see. Turkey is two of her. Two of her. Put together with one cheek.
No,
Turkey. Well, maybe old school Cherokee.
Dang.
Now you know old school Cherokee. Yeah. Boy. Oh, man. Old school Cherokee.
Yeah, the girl like.
Yes.
It's
girl like
dump.
No, okay. Cherokee was like dump truck.
Dump truck.
Now jeez, she does. Cherokee done slimmed down there, but she's still dump truck.
I know. I'm gonna have to do some research later.
Find out. Research for you.
Find out if you're telling the truth. This is true. But yeah, man, Chris Rock, Jada Pinkett. And Will Smith, like Chris Rock said, it all circled around. Jada came at Chris Rock first, Jada trying to tell this man what to do, trying to tell this man, no, don't get the money, don't try to feed your family, and don't work at the Oscars.
You're mad because man yeah, didn't get that damn award. What that movie was?
Concussion.
Man, I don't know, we ain't even watch that shit.
I ain't watch it either.
Exactly.
But I mean,
tell the truth.
I'm like
one that part because it was on the commercial.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
These NFL players are out here getting the brain damage.
You know my favorite movie of yours? Which touched my heart.
What? 7 Pounds?
Well, that one too, but I'm talking about Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, yeah. Pursuit of Happiness was really good.
Dang. Pursuit of Happiness made me cry.
You got to go out there. You got to get it because it ain't going to come too. I don't know. I'm just paraphrasing. But
that was a good one. I like, you know, the bad, but that move right there, I think you should have got an Oscar for that one.
So you like the Dusty Will Smith, the Dusty.
Yeah, oh and Will, my other favorite movie of yours will always be Hancock.
I Am Legend? Oh, never mind.
Well, I like that one, but Hancock.
Oh, yeah,
every time, Hancock. A movie I can rewatch is Hancock.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch Hancock plenty of time, too, myself. I ain't gonna lie. Dang, and they taught you some good stuff up in there, actually. And trying to get, you know. Teaching the man how to be, not be a player, but how to be a man.
Now, have I completely abandoned you? No.
No.
You still a bitch.
Oh, man. I mean.
Just saying.
How long is he going to be a bitch? It's like a forever thing.
He stopped being a bitch.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
What? He stopped forever. So, like,
if
how
he
do,
stopped being a
how
bitch.
How does one stop being a bitch?
One can stop being a bitch when they stop being a bitch. When you stop being a bitch, you ain't going to be a bitch no more.
Oh, man, Will Smith.
Wait. I bought your fucking book, so shit.
Yeah, I did too. I bought your book. I listened to it. Dang, he went through some things.
You still a bitch.
Oh, man.
But you did go through some things. I understand. The man who went through things, I understand things you went through. It's hard.
Yeah.
But you still a bitch.
Sorry, I just Jay. Wish. Dang, he would have been spotless if that act never happened.
To just shot his ass down. We gonna get yelled at. What would have happened if you just not got up? You gonna get yelled at by Jada? Oh.
Yeah,
August would have got up.
Oh, August would have got. He's not even there. Like
August don't give a fuck.
August hit it. He said he was in love. August, she made August gay. No, or made August.
That nigga was already gay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Yeah, I don't know. No, it's not. It's not a light skin.
All you girls were fiending for it. That bum on that booty
hole. That what they be saying nowadays, man. They be like the undercover thugs and everything.
Yes.
Like that's why I be hearing.
Somebody try to get me today.
God dog.
Gotta watch out. Undercover. Man. Just look, I ain't got nothing. Got nobody. But don't try me like that.
Yeah.
You can talk. You can say, hey, whatever. You can say I'm attractive. That's fine. Mm. Don't put your hands on me.
That's when you cross the line.
Yeah, that's right there, right? Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.